Praise 100.9, 92.7 of Melanie. It's time for the pretty all things beautiful with celebrity makeup artist and stylist Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mel. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Kim, this weather, is it beautiful there in D.C. as well?
Oh, my God. It is gorgeous because, you know, we've had some really rough weather this last week. So I'm pretty excited about the sunshine and now I'm ready to start putting makeup back on again and take off those rain hats.
Yeah, let's talk about makeup. What's new in makeup?
Well, you know, this big craze now with liquid shadows has hit the market. And people are wondering, what is it? People walk right past it at the supermarket or at the drugstore, so they don't really know. They're scared of it. So I want to just kind of dispel some of the myths and show our listeners, or tell listeners, rather, how to actually apply it. Now, with a liquid shadow, it is going to come with a sponge tip applicator. It kind of reminds you of a lip gloss.
Right.
So you put it on, and literally, Mel, it dries to a powder, which is great. Now, let me just give you a quick tip. You definitely want to prime your eyes first, which is actually using an eyeshadow primer. That's going to actually help to seal the shadow on, because you really can't apply eyeshadow to a naked eye. So you really need to have something to base it with. So you want to make sure that you are using your primer first, and then once the primer dries after about 30 seconds to a minute, then you just apply that thin cover of liquid shadow on top. Now, you got to move quick, but it's really great to use on the lid. And if you really want to step up the color, the vibrance of the color, you can actually put a shadow right on top of that. Now, I know you said it's a lot of steps, but it really is not. It really is for the novice. It's for the person who doesn't like all that spillage from those powdered shadows, you know, the ones that actually look very iridescent and they come in a little powder form.
Right.
This actually is going to alleviate dealing with all that spill that could get over your clothes or on your vanity. So this is going to be a great option. If you want to use, if you're looking for something that's iridescent or you're looking for something for evening, it is a great addition to your makeup kit. Ladies, definitely you want to try it out.
I love that they're blendable, too. Again, for somebody who may not have the blending technique down, I love cream shadows and liquid shadows.
Yeah, they're really hot. I love them a lot. And they actually, like I said, they work well. They're vibrant. They give you a lot of color. And Estee Lauder actually has a really great one called Goddess, which I love. And then if you want something a little less expensive, e.l.f. at Target actually has a really great line of liquid shadows. And Rimmel Kisses.
I have both.
Actually, it's Ruby Kisses. I'm sorry. Ruby Kisses has a great one as well. So definitely, ladies, go out and try it. Let me know what you think.
That e.l.f., I have a bunch of those for sure, for sure. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for the tip. Ladies, stock up on your liquid shadows. It's the pretty all things beautiful with Kim Lee. Where can we find you online, Kim?
You can find me at thekimlee, that's thekimlee at Gmail. You can email me or you can find me on Instagram and Twitter. All the same name, thekimlee. Hope to hear from you soon.
Right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.